You know, I'm from Montana originally, but ever since my family's lived in Yuma for 17 years, and I can't really remember a time living in Yuma not being involved with AWC. So my mom has worked here in various departments as a professor, an advisor in the activities office, and I remember being in elementary school and coming to visit her at work and just kind of seeing the campus and really thinking it was just so cool for, you know, people to go to college. It just seemed so much cooler than elementary school and middle school. And then the first time that I really had my own involvement was after seeing my mom on campus and seeing the college life. I convinced my parents to let me take a college class in third grade. So I signed up for Pete Self Digital Photography, and I got to take that on the weekends, and it was kind of my first intro to, you know, college life and what AWC was really all about. After I graduated, you know, high school and with my associate's degree, I continued to take courses here online and during the various times that I was away. When it's all said and done at this point, I think I've taken over 180 credits at AWC, so certainly a lot. I just kind of continue to take a course here and there, you know, even through my graduate program. And there's so many people that I would say have influenced me. I mean, the professors are great, but, to single out a couple, Professor Rita Brown, who's a math professor, is absolutely phenomenal. Math is not necessarily my strong point, and, you know, she's so great and so helpful, and she offers her students her cell phone in case we need help, and she really got me through math and learned to really enjoy it, and that really influenced, my future programs a lot. But also Carmen Falcon, who's an advisor in career services, no longer works for the college, but when I was in high school, I wanted to apply for a job, and at that point, I didn't have a resume or really, know anything about how you go about getting a job and interviewing and things like that. And she took so much of her time to really sit me down and practice interview questions. And she helped me create my first ever resume, which I still think about the things that she told me, every time I update my resume and my CV and apply for a job. And so she really influenced it in a way that, I felt confident going into an interview. And knowing that I was prepared, and that continues today in the various positions that I've held. Through my college career, I've gone to 5 different colleges and universities, and none of them really compare to Arizona Western College. They're all great in different ways, but really the goals and the mission and why community colleges were first started in the very beginning serves a much different purpose. And Arizona Western College really embodies that purpose of meeting the needs of the community. So whether that's distance education courses, whether it's going out to San Luis, to Parker, to Welton, to all the different learning centers that the Arizona Western College has, as well as, the grants that Arizona Western College can apply for, the first generation college focus, and really just all of the different needs that that AWC provides for the community, is because it's really living up to its community college mission. Teaching here as an associate professor, I really love being able to help the students and really connect with them and really just meet the missions of a community college, which is a true community focus.